You are listening to Concert Blast.
From Asheville, Kentucky, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is James Ellsworth from Huntington, West Virginia, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Eric Ellsworth from Huntington, West Virginia, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, I'm Karen from Nashville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, I'm Stacy from Nashville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Chris from Nashville, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, I'm Kim from Nashville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Brett Cravat from Vancouver, Prince, Australia, and I'm listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Debbie LaBar from RealityRadio.biz. You're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Chef LaBar from Cinderella, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's a gold. I had a runaway high, so I wouldn't come. Take this song and you'll never be left all alone. Take me to your heart, fill me in your bones. Just one more night and I'm coming on this lonely, winding road. I'm on my way, I'm on my way, home sweet home.
Concert Blast. This is Mike Arnold along with
Brian Hasbrook. Tom Thompson couldn't be with us here tonight, and he's going to miss it.
This is a jam-packed place tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, by the way, they were lined up going down both ways on 2nd Avenue here tonight, all the way down the block and all the way up.
And where are we?
We're at the Wild Horse Saloon in Nashville, Tennessee.
And we're here to see one of the biggest heavy metal acts, tours, I guess, for a club circuit or a small amphitheater or something. This is the Slaughter, Quiet Riot, and
Vince Neil of Motley Crue.
And we are here inside the VIP once again at the Wild Horse Saloon, and we can't wait for the show to start, and so can't 2,000 other people.
How often do we walk in here and 10 minutes after they open the door, it's full on the third level already, man?
Well, we also have us a couple of special guests with us tonight. Once again, joining our show, we have
Michael Fulgham.
How are you doing, Michael Fulgham?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's going to be an awesome show. Look forward to it.
Michael had asked if we could get on this show early, didn't you?
Very.
Very early. As soon as we found out about it, he wanted to be a part of this. And also, one of my good friends from work is...
Hey, Alan Atkinson. How you doing?
Alan works with me, and yeah, believe it or not, this isn't my full-time job. And he's a big fan of all three of these acts, and he's excited about this. Are you excited?
I am very excited to be here.
And so is everybody else, I believe. We're going to be talking to a few people here in a minute, and then we're going to start off with Slaughter. Slaughter's set is already on the stage. This is a wild place tonight. Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
Jaina from Newbern, Tennessee.
Dave Newbern.
Now, let me ask you something. It's three big acts tonight. Which one are you here for?
All three, man.
All three.
All right, which one's going to show without Tommy Lee and the guys, right?
Seen them before, it's awesome.
Hey, thanks for talking to me. Hey, can I talk to you? Hey, you got a wild bunch over here. All right, everybody, line up. Tell me your name and where you're from.
Nashville, Tennessee. My name is Karen.
Stacy from Nashville.
Kim from Nashville.
Chris from Nashville.
Mark from Nashville.
Lars from Vancouver.
Oh, Vancouver. Vancouver Shakedown. Now, who are you here to see?
It's the Oswald.
All three, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, we're still stuck in the 80s.
Woo! All right, then y'all can sing Home Sweet Home for me. Ready?
West Virginia, and you're here to see Vince Neil.
The drummer is actually a friend he grew up with.
That's right, baby. That's right. All the way from Huntington to see my boys Zoltan and Chaney. Smack them, babies.
Y'all grew up with who?
Zoltan and Chaney, drummer from Vince Neil.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So you've known him all your life, huh?
Played basketball with him in a place called Ironton, Ohio when I was about 10 years old.
Who else has he played with?
He's played with Russian Violet. He's played, had a chance to play with Yngwie Malmsteen. He's turned down more offers than he's taken. He's a one-man show, I'm telling you. It's amazing.
Tell me your name and where you're from.
James Ellswick, Huntington, West Virginia.
What's your name?
Greg Brown, Ashland, Kentucky.
Missy Brown, Ashland, Kentucky.
Erica Ellswick, Huntington, West Virginia.
Very good. Now, what song can y'all sing for everybody on the internet? Come on, everybody, come on. Give me a song y'all know. Come on.
Girls, girls, girls.
That's right, that's right.
He's a drummer, so he can't sing.
That's your song.
All right, thank you, everybody. Well, we're getting ready for Slaughter to hit the stage. Well, here we are back in the side, almost in the backstage area of the Wild Horse Saloon, and we're going to do a real quick review of the show.
Yeah, man, we're standing by the staff-only door, and the staff's on the other side.
The drummer came out there, and he finished the song with the banging of the drums and all that.
That's true.
And then here comes the band.
And then the band came out, the gal out in the audience with the cowbell, and she was keeping beat as well.
Offbeat, actually, man. I was going... Somebody's got really bad timing, or really white person's over there.
Well, Mark Slaughter's a quite an entertainer. He came out there and said, let's get it going this wild night, and that's what they started off with.
It's a wild night, that's in your veins. Don't be like an animal, speed of danger. It's a wild night, it's a wild, wild night. Right!
Hey, bounce right into...
Take me away.
Take me away. Take me away. Take me to the sky. Take me away. Take me away. Take me to the sky.
He got the people in the crowd to raise their hand. Remember, he went to one side. He said, I'm going to divide you up half and half, you know, without saying it.
Without saying it. He went over to one side, said, get up and start yelling. Went over to the other side, and that went on for two or three times, and really got the crowd going at that point in time.
Then he said, hey, Nashville, it's great to be home, sweet home.
Yeah, but, man, don't you remember he said, so we're playing the Ohio State Fair tomorrow. Got to throw that in there.
Tomorrow. You remembered that. Wonder why Brian remembered that.
I don't know. Something about Ohio.
And then went into the third song.
Burning Bridges.
Burning Bridges.
What really impressed me is he hit the high pitches and the high squeals that he's always done. I mean, he could still do it today. He grabbed a guitar. I didn't realize how good on the guitar that he was.
Oh, yeah, he picked up an old SG, didn't he? I don't believe I've seen one of those in a while.
He broke into the next song, I Want to Spend My Life With You. After that song, he went right into a song that he introduced called Mad About You.
I gotta show you what I feel in my heart.
crowd, and Mark Slaughter walked right up to our table, singing as he goes through the crowd, pounding everybody's fists, high fives.
Carrying his tune just perfect, trying to get to everybody on the floor there, working from one side over, all the way over to the other side.
High fives and handshakes all around.
Yep. He went into the next song called
Eye to Eye.
Guitar. He went into a song that everybody was excited about singing when he started picking the ballad, Fly to the Angels.
Now you've got to fly, not to the angels.
That song.
And he got the crowd singing that as well.
He also dedicated to all the armed forces, if you believe in war or not. Really got the crowd going at that point in time.
Not only sang on that song, but this next song, all he has to say is one line, and they're going to say the next line, and you probably know it by now. He said, up all night, sleep all day.
Thank you.
And it went right into the hit. That's it for Mark Slaughter, and he's waved goodbye. Everybody loved him. I thought it was a great show. It was a clean show.
I know Mike was happy, if nothing else, but for that.
Well, let's listen to how he says goodnight.
And got the crowd on their feet.
What do you think about Slaughter, bro?
What? What?
Was it loud?
Oh, yeah.
It's good, man. It's the last I ever heard anything in here, but it's still good, man.
Well, it looks like that we're about to get ready for Quiet Riot. What do you think?
Kevin's got blonde hair, which he never had.
Oh, yeah. They're out there on stage. I see. A lot of the people's missing down front because they're backstage with the meet and greet with Slaughter. And so here comes Quiet Riot. Well, we just witnessed the Quiet Riot set. Brian, any opinion on that?
Well, of course, I've never seen Quiet Riot before. A little bit too much cussing for me. Not a bad show, but a little bit too much cussing. Kevin looked like a worn-out surfer dude with the blonde hair.
Straight blonde hair, which he used to have curly, dark hair.
Yeah, it just kind of shot me, because at first I said, is that Kevin or ain't it Kevin?
Yeah, I would.
Because long, straight blonde hair just never hit me as being him, because he always had the black kind of wiry hair. But, you know, I mean, change is good. He looked suntan like he was a surfer dude, man, so.
And he sounded good, I thought.
Oh, yeah, his voice sounded great.
But I mean, when he started singing, it was like, oh, man, this is like back in the 80s again. He still has the same voice.
Oh, yeah, and he's taller than I thought he was.
Yeah, me too. I thought he'd be real short. I don't know why I thought that.
I don't know why I felt that way either. I guess back then all the guys in the band were fairly tall, the ones that were with him.
Hey, you liked the intro with Metal Health.
Well, it drew everybody's attention real quick because everybody started screaming.
Yes, and they started doing like a little intro like they were getting into it, and then they switched gears and went right into a song called Put Up or Shut Up.
Put up or shut it up now.
They turned around and went right after that. They went into a song called Slick Black Cadillac.
It makes it feel like the king. I only need one thing, and that's the Slick Black Cadillac. Ooh, yeah.
That's when he grabbed his microphone. You remember the old tripod microphone with the black
tape? He had like a black and white barber pole kind of tape on it.
And he went into a new song from a new album, and they said it's been years since they've done one, a new album. But this song is from a new album called Rehab, and it's a song called Free. I was impressed with the bass player. They got a good bass player.
They got a good band. The bass player is excellent, and the guitarist is very good also. I mean, it can't take away anything from either one of those guys. Basically, it's still Kevin and Frankie, and these other two, I'm not sure if they're hired guns or what, but they are excellent musicians. They went back to when they first got noticed. A lot of people still don't know this. They think it's them.
Yes.
But originally, this was a Slade song. If you don't know who Slade is, look it up, man.
Yes, excellent band.
Excellent band, but they did a cover of Mama, We're All Crazy Now.
I say, Mama, we're all crazy now. I say, Mama, Mama, we're all crazy now. Get crazy!
Kevin was constantly moving, and he was trying to get the crowd into it, and he kept getting the crowd into it, I have to say.
Oh, yeah, he kept cajoling the crowd and kept working, going side to side. I wish they had it at the center part of the stage, though, where the center part goes out, mm-hmm, like they do sometimes.
Like they did for the Jim Blossoms.
Yeah, he would have used that a lot.
Yes, he would. All of them would have, I think.
Oh, yeah, I believe he would have. And I tell you, Kevin DeBrow's a darn good front man. He really is. I tell you what, we got a little surprise on this next one, didn't we, Mike?
Yes, we did. They announced somebody was coming out from the rock band Cinderella.
And it was Jeff Labar, their lead guitarist.
Yes. He plays the guitar like it's a toy. He knows how smooth he is.
And he like, and he kind of leans into it. And,
yeah, I mean.
And he's very easygoing about how he plays.
Mm-hmm.
He's very easygoing. He came out for one song kind of ran into the other.
Yeah.
He came out for Red Light Mama, Red Hot.
And from that song, they also went into a couple of lines of I Don't Need No Doctor from Humble Pie, and also a Led Zeppelin riff of A Whole Lot of Love. They ended that song with a real short drum solo. Thank you for doing a short drum solo.
Yeah, Frankie, we really appreciate that, man. I know you're an excellent drummer. But one thing I can never stand is a long, drawn-out drum solo.
The Wild and the Young was the next song. And they continued on with
Let's Get Crazy. Not Let's Get Crazy by Prince, but something with a little bit more edge to it.
This next song is when they really blew the roof off. They got everybody on their feet, and I think it was the loudest crowd response for the whole entire night.
It did elicit a loud response. I mean, the people who weren't on their feet already got up, and they just started screaming. They all sang along with this song, and which was?
Come on, feel the noise!
That's good. That's for good, man. They followed this with, of course, their biggest hit, which is Metal Health.
That kept the crowd going, too. There was a bass guitar solo right in the middle of that. Kind of stressed it out a little bit, but it still worked. The crowd stayed into it. No encore. Everybody stayed on their feet.
And I was shocked that they had no encore. It didn't even attempt. It must have been a time limitation or something.
Yeah, yeah. But they took the instruments off real quick and was getting ready for Vince. That was the show for Quiet Riot. Now, we're getting ready for Vince Neil. Before Vince came out, we had a really good surprise. Somebody walked over to our table.
Oh, that was Jeff. Yeah. Jeff Labar from Cinderella came over, said hi to us. And, of course, we were doing the nice thing by saying, hey, Jeff Labar! Jeff Labar! Look, Jeff Labar from Cinderella. Look, everybody.
Let's see some pictures.
Then all of a sudden, he said, you guys did this! Because, I mean, that must have been like 15 people walked up to him.
Oh, man, people were yelling for him, autographs and pictures, and everything was going all around him. He says, this is your fault. And then he turned around and looked at me, and he says, you know what? I ain't felt this popular in years. This is great.
He was as friendly as he could be, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's a super nice guy. And he mentioned to me that he also has a internet radio program. He says it's on Saturday nights at 10 p.m. He and his wife just get on to radioreality.biz, and you will see the Labars on their show.
The Labars. Doesn't that sound good? That sounds really good, man. And I'll tell you what, Jeff, as well as some of the other members of Cinderella, are Nashvillians.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, and I asked Jeff, I said, hey, what are you doing here tonight? Did you just decide to come down here and join them on stage? And he goes, my wife is a big Quiet Riot fan. That's why we're here.
I got a picture of Quiet Riot with my husband. Yeah.
Anyway, let's listen to the crowd getting ready for Vince Neil.
Who am I talking with here?
Janet Berry.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Oklahoma, but I'm now from Las Casas.
What'd you think of Quiet Riot?
I thought they were great. I thought they were sweaty.
What'd you think of Slaughter?
Awesome. He's so cute. Nice teeth.
Now let me ask you a question. You've just been backstage twice. What's going on back there?
Well, we got to talk to Mark Slaughter.
Talking with me.
Sure, anytime.
Hey, are you ready for Vince Neil?
Yeah.
That's good, Alan.
Yeah.
Vince Neil's about to take the stage, Brian.
I hope I'm able to hear for several days after this.
Well, there goes AC/DC. Now it's got to be time for Vince Neil. Well, are you ready for Vince Neil?
Now we're going to get into the Vince Neil set. Let me say that Quiet Riot had 17 profanity words. Vince Neil, between his second and third song, had 10. And I was ready to call it a night. If he's going to do this, I said, okay, I'm going to give him one more chance. Three songs later, here comes about six more. And I said, okay, I'm done, and I'm about to pack up my stuff. And then we got a surprise, which we're going to go into a little later.
After Mike got through all his hash marks, we're actually going to review this show.
Yes, yes. I just quit counting, and I threw my paper down, and I said, if he's going to do this, I don't even care about the show. But the music was good. The band was excellent.
Vince was all over that stage, man.
And his voice sounded great, and he looked really good. He slimmed down a little bit. And
he must have got a whole new set of teeth. He had the brightest, whitest.
Oh, my.
He looked like a dentist commercial.
Yes, he did.
I mean, he had the best smile I've ever seen on anybody.
Yeah, so whoever did your teeth, they did an excellent job.
They look like this, man. What are you talking about? But no, Vince, you look great, man. A lot of energy. A lot of energy the whole night.
Well, they started off with the Motley Crue song.
Live Wire.
Free, little bit better than it used to be, cause I'm alive.
Crowd sang half of it, and they went right into another song called
Piece of Your Action.
This next song is when they really surprised me. All the songs he can pick from, he it goes back to a Led Zeppelin song. And if you think of a Led Zeppelin song, this is probably the one to cover, because it was none other than Rock and Roll. And they did a good job
of it. Oh, yeah, they tore that up. That was great. You just wonder, though, when all these guys got all this history, why do they play a cover tune? I just never understood. It must be because they love that song.
Yeah, they're out there to play for themselves, too. They went into another Motley Crue song when he picked up his acoustic guitar. He strummed it a couple of times, and I was thinking, oh, we're going to have some slowdown here. But no, they just went into
Don't Go Away Mad.
Just Go Away.
That's all right.
He had a lot of crowd participation on his next song called Red Hot. And then he went right into
a huge sing-along song.
The Same Old Situation. Played the electric guitar on that too, and then we got a surprise. Like I said, I was about ready to leave at this point.
Yeah, but there was something that happened made you want to stay a little bit longer.
He announced that he's bringing somebody out, and it was
Carrie Underwood.
I said, "What? Carrie Underwood and Vince Neil singing Kickstart My Heart."
But she was bebopping around like a pogo stick, man.
When she wasn't on the stage, she was in the crowd jumping up and down probably more than anybody. She must have been a big Motley Crue fan.
Well, kill me, and you saw the same thing I do. There's one line, years gone by, I say we kick some.
Yeah.
And he was going to let her sing it, and she sat there dead silent.
Yeah.
And he had to jump in there and say it.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking during this whole thing? I was thinking, Jesus, come down here and take the wheel. Come take the wheel from Vince Neil. Man, I tell you. Anyway, let's get on to the rest of the set. That kept my interest. I'm going, okay, Carrie Underwood came out there. This town's full of all kinds of different singers, artists, musicians. Who else is going to come out? So I walked over to General Manager Mike. He goes, hey, did you see Carrie? And I said, yes, I did. He said, did you know that Reese Witherspoon's sitting over there too? And I said, no, I didn't. He says, third floor, after the show, we're going to have a party on third floor. He says, you and your guys, come on, we're all invited. All right, I think I'll stick around now.
You're starting to sound better all the time.
Yeah,
there you go.
I'll stick around now. But I didn't stick around to my seat. I just walked around, went out, and talked to our friend Sarah, who works out the front gate, and that was her last night there.
Yeah, good luck, Sarah.
Yeah, so we're going to miss you, because it's great to see a smiley face who knows us when we walk up.
Now we got to get that done all over again.
Oh, yeah, we got to start it all over again. But anyway, they went into a medley of songs right after this. This is actually when Vince took a little break.
Yeah, he took a little break off stage, and this was pretty much all instrumental, but it ain't like you needed a reminder of what these songs were.
Mm-hmm. They called it the Jeff Blando medley, and it was Whole Lotta Love by Led Zeppelin,
War Pigs by Sabbath, Heaven and Hell
by Black Sabbath.
Kind of went in and out of some songs. They went back into Whole Lotta Love.
Yeah, then they went right into another Motley Crue song, got the crowd going wild, was none other than
Dr. Feelgood.
He's the one that called Dr. Feelgood.
That bass and that drum driving it, that drummer, the Vince, I'm sorry, man, I don't know your drummer's name, But he is one killer drummer. He is a incredible drummer. You need to keep him, man.
Yeah. Well, I understood that he also took Tommy Lee's place in Motley Crue when he was on, like, the TV shows.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, yeah. So he's been around them a while. And one of the guys in the crowd, if you might have heard of the first of the show, it was his friend that he grew up with.
Oh,
and,
yeah. I remember you said that. That guy over there, that's a buddy of his.
Yeah. They grew up together. And he said that he has to turn down work all the time because he's so busy. But everybody wants him in his band.
Everybody was on their feet by now. And then they went right into the Looks That Kill.
Walked up to the edge of the stage and he says, okay, everybody put your arms up in the air. He says, okay, make a fist. With several profanities, he called us all kinds of names. I don't know why people even pay money to get called names like that. But anyway, he says, okay, all you, turn your wrist. And when you did that, you heard this motorcycle go boom, boom. And then we right into
Girls, Girls, Girls. That was pretty cool, really. That's a song you can't help but jump up and down to. You really can't.
And they also went right back into another wild song called
Wild Side. Take a ride on the wild.
And that was it for the night.
For a few minutes.
And they came back. And when they came back, they picked a song called Teaser. When Vince came back out, he had his cowboy hat on. Didn't he play guitar on this, too?
Yeah, he played guitar on this.
And they drug it out, and they drug it out. And that might be the way the song
was. It was all instrumental.
Well, most instrumental.
About 8 minutes worth.
Yeah,
And kind of made it anticlimactic.
That put a damper on things. To me, it was like, this whole crowd, you got them in the palm of your hand. Do Home Sweet Home and let the crowd sing and have a great time.
I agree with you as far as an encore. You got to leave them wanting more than not thinking, is that all there is? Because, I mean, the last four or five songs, he just had it.
Yeah.
I mean, he had everybody doing exactly what he wanted to, screaming their heads off, fists in the air, screaming and jumping up and down and dancing all over the place. And then they just played basically an instrumental when they came back on.
Yeah, I went, well, there were some lyrics to it, but not much. I mean, but it was like, why pick that song? Brian and I was fussing the whole time. Why pick that song out of all the songs you can pick from? Why pick that one? I don't know.
I know there's a reason for it, and I'm sure Vince did what he did. It's his band, and he chooses what gets played. I mean, that's it. I just didn't understand it myself.
But anyway, that's the night. We will call this our hard rock show at the Wild Horse.
Because I got to tell you, Vince and his band drew a heck of a crowd, didn't they, Mike?
That night was the crowdest I've ever seen. The Kansas, I was the most I've seen. And then we went to the New Cars. We had more. Then we went to the Hard Rock Show with Vince Neil, and it was even more.
Because I can tell you, I showed up before Mike did. I called Mike as soon as I came on Lower Broad. The Wild Horse is on 2nd Avenue North. We're right off Broadway. I ain't lying. These people were backed up all the way down Broadway, and the Wild Horse is halfway up the block.
Yes, and it was a line going the other way as well.
All waiting just for the doors to open.
I couldn't believe it. It was amazing. Sarah said, didn't I leave here on a bank-up show here? There's so many people here.
It was the first time I ever waited in line for the men's room.
Yeah.
You know, the men's room had a line.
In a club. Yeah.
You expect that for the females, but you don't expect that for the guys.
But I know that Mike Fortune had a great time. Alan Atkinson, a friend of mine from work, had a wonderful time. He still talks about it.
Tom would have had a wonderful time.
Oh, yeah.
If he wasn't in Las Vegas.
Yes, but Tom loves Cinderella, so that really put a damper on his spirits when he found that out.
And Jeff said, Tom who? No, Tom, man, we really wish you could have been there. Brother, we know you'd have died that night.
Yeah, he would have loved that show because he likes all three of these bands a lot. He loves their music. He loves Cinderella. I mean, this is his style of music right here.
Pretty much, man.
Yeah, this was his perfect show to go to, and he missed it.
I was hoping Jeff would get Quiet Riot to play a Cinderella song or two, man.
Ah, that would have been nice.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Yeah. Like, play Gypsy Road or something.
Oh, yeah. Because everybody was telling Jeff, man, I love that, Gypsy Road.
Well, that's our signature song.
Yeah, right? Yeah. He goes, thank you. He looks at me, shakes his head.
Yeah, like I ain't heard that song in 20 years.
But Jeff did tell me that he's going out on the road. He says, next week I'm going out on the road with Skid Row. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I'm so pumped. I love their music. I love the guys in the band. He says, I am ready for this.
Well, and I can tell you, I know this couple is active. Not all three of them are on the same bill. I'm not sure how extensive the tour is, but it's worth your money, man. You got a lot of music for the night.
Yes, you did. They did give you your money's worth.
Oh, yeah.
Each one of these could have headlined the Wild Horse.
Oh, yeah, because the good thing about the Wild Horse is you haven't really got too many bad seats in there because it's a three-leveled club.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a horseshoe-shaped kind of old theater. Mm-hmm. That's the Wild Horse, man.
Yep. And you're not that far away. Even if you had the worst seat in the house, you still got a great seat. I mean, most people tell me that. I say, yeah, right, whatever. But this place, it is that way.
Mr. Mike Davis, I want to thank you again
for another
great, great evening.
And you got a lot more shows coming.
If any of you guys listening ever want to get down to Nashville, find a really good place to go, Wild Horse, brother. They're realizing they don't have to stay in one vein of music. They're mixing it up a lot.
That's right.
Next show is Rick Springfield. Already sold out.
Already sold out?
And how's Hanson selling?
It's almost sold out. Probably another next week will be sold out.
How's Night Ranger doing?
They're about halfway sold out on Night Ranger. Chris Cornell, November 14th. See, what else we have coming? October 15th. The Guess Who? The Family Stone.
Family Stone? We gotta be here!
Oh, he didn't say Sly.
I know, no, but they're still doing it.
You guys know it's a family affair.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's a family affair.
One child grows up to be. One just loves it.
And you guys know John Corbett? They're from Sex and the City, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, and Northern
Exposure.
Exposure. Thank you.
Yeah.
He'll be here October 5th, confirmed. TV, movies, and now country star John Corbett. We're working on our River Stages, Wild Horse River Stages show, June, July, and August. We're also working on the Tubes. Remember the Tubes?
You gonna do that?
I'm gonna do it.
White punks on tube.
The Wild Horse Saloon. You got to come down here, guys.
Hey, guys, anytime. We're always got some great shows and plenty of rooms over the Gaylord. We have a big resort called the Gaylord Resort Hotel Convention Center.
That's right.
Whenever you're in town, don't hesitate to call and ask for that Wild Horse rate.
Do you get that Wild Horse rate?
Yes, you do.
Really?
Hey, y'all heard that out there. You coming to Nashville?
You get the round-trip transportation for $14 on the Wild Horse bus. Okay, the last bus leaves at 1:30, and the show usually is over by 12:30. So they run every 45 minutes from 8 in the morning till 1 at night. So don't worry about driving. Come out and have a good time and take it back to the hotel and walk right in your room and never drive.
And one of the nicest hotels in America.
It is the seventh biggest hotel in the world. And, you know, you can stay in there, whether it's winter or summer, it's always 72 degrees at the Gaylord.
We're up for the venue of the year. You know that, right?
No.
MGM. Vegas, Chastain Park, Atlanta.
Oh, I love it.
We love it. Yeah.
Lyman and the Wild Horse are the four venues up for Venue of the Year.
With the
International Entertainment Buyers Association of America.
That's great.
For the world.
Wow.
The world?
Well, we're going to sign off here. Send us some emails. Tell us what you think of the show. Tell us some suggestions to go see. And, by the way, it's concertblast@gmail.com. Don't forget to vote for us.
I already did, man. I've done my duty this week. That's one.
Brad got one in there. Last I saw was a 50-something rating. So we got to get a little bit better than that. So anyway, this is Mike signing off.
And this is Brian signing off.
And for Tom, too bad you missed this, Tom.
Oh, yeah, we missed you so bad.
We'll see you next time. God bless you.
All
goodbye.
Right.
And
good
for
night.
Tom.
Woo! Yeah.
I wanna thank you for letting me be myself again.